Section 5. Scriptures showing the sin and danger of joining with wicked and ungodly men. When the Lord is punishing such a people against whom he hath a controversy, and a notable controversy, everyone that is found shall be thrust through and everyone join with them shall fall. Isaiah 14:15. They partake in their judgment, not only because in a common calamity all shares, as in Ezekiel 21:3, but chiefly because join with and partakers with these whom God is pursuing, even as the strangers that join to the house of Jacob partake of her blessings. Chapter 14 verse 1. To this purpose is Isaiah 31:2 and 3, and Ezekiel 35, 6 and 8. The mingled people and those that are in league with Egypt partake in her plagues, and those that uphold that throne that God so visibly controverts with, their power shall come down, and all its helpers shall be destroyed, as it is Jeremiah 21:12, 20 and 24. And this is the great reason of these many warnings to go out of Babylon, Jeremiah 1:8 and 51:6. Remember that passage, 2 Kings 1:9, 10, 11 and 12. The captain and messenger of the king speaks but a word in obedience to his wicked master's command, and the 50 are but with him, and speak not but their master's judgment comes on them all. Consider how many testimonies the wise king, in his Proverbs, gives against it. Chapter 1 from verse 10 to 19. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood, and see. Here are the practices and designs of wicked men expressed in their own nature. But certainly they would color them over with fair pretenses. Their purpose is to undo men, especially godly men that classed and purged them. Yea, it is the profession of many, and they scarce lie privily, or have so much wisdom as to conceal their designs till their fit opportunity, but before the power be confirmed in their hand, they breathe out cruelty against all the innocent in the land, and promise themselves great gain by it, and are already dividing their estates among them, saying we shall find all precious substance. Verse 13. But, my son, if thou fear God, though they entice thee with specious arguments of nature, and necessity, and country privileges, yet consent not. Venture not thy stock in one vessel with them. Cast not in thy lot among them. Walk not in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for they are not come to the height of iniquity, they are running on to it. And if thou join, thou wilt cast thyself in a miserable snare, for either thou must go on with them to their designed and professed evils, or be exposed to their cruelty. Chapter 2 from verse 10 to the end. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant to thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness, to walk in the ways of darkness, and see. If thou take the word of God for a lamp to thy feet, and it enter into thy soul, and be received in love and affection, it will certainly keep thee from the evil men's way, who have already left the righteous paths to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in nothing so much as in the sorrows and miseries of the godly, and delight in one another's wickedness. And it will keep thee chaste to thy husband Christ Jesus, and preserve thee from committing fornications with Egypt as Ahilah and Aholibah, and joining so nearly with the degenerated seed of Abraham, who are but as strangers. For come near their house and paths, and they will lead thee to destruction with them or make thee a more miserable life. But these that go to them return not again quickly. They are like fallen stars. Shall they ever be set in the firmament again? It is safest to walk with good and righteous men, for God's blessing and promise is on them. His curse and threatening is on the wicked. Therefore thou may fear wrath on that account, if thou join with them. Chapter 4 verses 14-20. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, except they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness, and they know not at what they stumble. It was said, chapter 3 verse 23, that the man who keeps wisdom and the fear of God in his heart, should walk in the way and not stumble. That safety hath ease in it here. Their steps are not straightened, as, when a man walks in steep and hazardous places, who cannot choose but it will be. If a man enter into the path of wicked men, he must either go along in their way with them, and then it is broad indeed, or, if he think to keep a good conscience in it, he will be pinched and straitened. Therefore it is most free for the mind and conscience to avoid and pass by that way, for they sleep not, and see. They will never be satisfied till they have done a mischief, they will live upon the ruins of the poor country. And how wilt thou join in that? Or how can thou eschew it, if thou walk with them? If it were no more, it is a suspected by path, that thou never traveled into. O pass by it, or, if thou be entered, turn out of it. If thou wilt enter upon the apprehension of some light and duty in it, know, that it is but evening, the sun is setting, and thou wilt be benighted ere it be long, and thou shalt stumble then, and not know whereupon, even on that, thou sayest not now and thinkest to eschew and pass by. Then from verse 23, to the end, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, and see. Except thou keep thy heart and whole man, thou cannot escape falling into some temptation. O keep thy heart diligently on the knowledge and lore of the truth. Take heed to thy words. Look not asquint but directly to that which is good. Give not asquint look to any unlawful course, for the necessity or utility, it may be that seems to attend it. But look straight on, and ponder well the way thou walkest in, that thou run to no extremity either to one part or other, that thou walk in the middle way between profanity and error. Thou heldest these ways hitherto for extremes. Ponder, I beseech thee, then, before thou walkest in any of them. See, whether they be really come to thee, or thou to them. Mark who is changed. Chapter 5 verses 8-15. Remove thy way far from her, and come not near the door of her house, lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy ears unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. And thou mourn at last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. And see, if thou would be safe from snares, remove from the way and house of the strange woman. Thou must fall in Ahilah and Aholibah's whoredoms, Ezekiel 23, except thou come not near them. If thou keep not from that assembly and congregation, thou shalt be almost in all evil. If thou join with them, thou cannot but partake of their sins and plagues, and so thou shalt say after, when thou cannot well mend it, I was near gone, my steps almost gone, and all the assembly of his people shall witness to it. Chapter 6 verses 16, 17, 18, 24 and 25. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief. To keep thee from the strange woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. This describes both our enemies, the malignant party and the sectarian. Pride, violence, cruelty, lying, is the very character of the one. Flattery, beauty of pretended religion, false witnessing and charging of the Lord's people, and seeking to sow discord among these that were one in heart and work, is the character of the other. Now, keep thee from both these abominations, and do not think it is in thy power not to be infected with the contagion of their fellowship. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burnt? Can one go on hot coals and not burn his feet? So whoever associates and goes in friendly to either of them shall not be innocent. Verses 27, 28 and 29. Chapter 7 verse 14. And see, I have peace offerings with me, this day have I paid my vows. They pretend religion on both sides. And our church says, the malignants have satisfied them, and repented, even like the peace offerings and vows of the whore. She began with her devotion, that she might with more liberty sin more, and have that pretense to cover it, and by means of her offerings, she got a feast of the flesh, even, as they by profession of repentance are admitted to trust, and by offering for the like sin, a new sin is covered, and vows undertaken never to be kept. Therefore take heed of these snares. For she hath cast down many strong, verse 26. Many a tall cedar hath fallen by that fellowship. It is the way to hell, verse 27. See chapter 8 verse 13. Chapter 10 shows us the very different estate of the godly and wicked, both in regard of light and knowledge concerning duty, and of blessings promised. Verses 6, 9, 11, 20 and 23. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. He that walketh uprightly, walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways, shall be known. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The tongue of the just is, as choice silver, the heart of the wicked is little worth. It is, as a sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom, and see. Verses 24, 25, 28, 31 and 32, which show us, that, if the Lord's mind be revealed to any concerning the present courses, it must be to his poor people that wait on him, and not to all the wicked and ungodly in the land, who almost only are satisfied and clear in the course, who yet before were never satisfied. And beside, though the Lord be chastising his people, yet one may join with them without fear of wrath and indignation on that account, and with hope of partaking of their blessings, when he cannot and dare not join with a wicked party pursued with wrath and indignation in the same dispensation, which may be more clear from chapter 11 verses 3, 5 and 8. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. And verses 10, 11, show the different condition of people under wicked rulers and godly. All the wicked now rejoice. None shouts but they. They think their day is come. The godly generally hang their head and are discountenanced, even as Psalm 12. The 21 and 31 verses show that when godly men are chastised and punished in the earth for their sins, much more the wicked, especially when the godly were chastised for partaking with them, according to 1 Peter 4:17 and 18, Isaiah 10:12 and 49:26. Chapter 12 verse 13. They are snared by the transgression of their lease on their ordinary common speeches they drop out with, declare them, and make their cause, more hateful than other pretenses, it is covered with, would permit. Yea, they speak like the piercings of a sword, against the godly, verse 18. If our state and church had a lip of truth, they would speak always the same thing. They would not carry in their talk and writings, as now every common understanding perceives. We may find their writings made up of contradictions. For a lying tongue is but for a moment, verse 19. It is but for a moment indeed before the judicatory, and then out of doors it contradicts itself, as in the mock repentances. But sorrow and anguish will come to these, who, before they would speak of terms of peace with one enemy, would associate in war with another. But to the counselors of peace is joy, verse 20. The present course contradicts this. Verse 26. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. They think these malignants better than the West Country forces. They would condescend to any terms to get their help, though it were to reverse the act of classes, to give them indemnity, yea, not so much as to condemn their way, but they will not so much as clear the state of the quarrel, or choose a better general for all their help. Their way seems good in their own eyes, verse 15. But it were a wisdom to hearken to the counsel of the godly. Chapter 13 verse 10. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. There is nothing keepeth a power contention and wars but pride. No party will condescend to another. We will not say we have done wrong in bringing in the king. They will not say they have done wrong in invading. But it were a wisdom to fall lower and quit those interests. Verse 16. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. A wise man would count before the war, if he can accomplish it, and if he cannot, then he would send messengers of peace, and seed in all things he may without sin. If it be but more honor and wealth to our king, should we destroy the kingdom to purchase that? Our rash and abrupt proceedings show our folly. Verse 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. A man will be, must be, assimilated to his company, and then partake of their judgment or blessings. Chapter 14. He that is accustomed to speak truth in private, will in his common speech be a faithful witness in public, but a man accustomed to lying, dissembling, swearing in private, will not stick to forswear himself, to make professions and vows contrary to his mind in public, verse 5. And also chapter 12 verse 17 and chapter 6 verse 19. Such men seek wisdom and make a show of religion, but find it not, whereas it is easy to godly men to find it, to find repentance and salvation, verse 6. Go away from foolish men, and break off society with ungodly men. Be not privy to their counsels. Use them not as special friends, when thou perceivest that all means are used in vain to reclaim them from their damnable way and principles, verse 7. The knowledge a godly man hath serves to direct his way, and is given of God for it. But all the wit and skill of such wicked men is deceit. They themselves are beguiled by it in opinion, and practice, and hope. And they also beguile others, verse 8. Sin makes fools agree, but among the righteous, that which is good makes agreement in the old translation, verse 9. It is only evil will unite all the wicked in the land as one man. for it is a sport to them to do mischief. Chapter 10 verse 23. Albeit our way seem right in our eyes, yet, because it is a backsliding way, and departing from unquestionably right rules, the end will be death, and we will be filled with our own devices. Oh! It shall be bitter in the belly of all godly men, when they have eaten it. Verses 12 and 14. And chapter 1 verse 31. The simple believeth every word, giveth credit to every vain word that is spoken. But a prudent man looketh well to men's goings, ponders and examines, whether their professions and practices agree, what weight is in their words, by the inspection of their deeds, and of their ordinary speaking, and does not account a coin word before a judicatory sufficient to testify repentance. And as he gives not present credit to their professions, who have so often proven treacherous, so he himself scares at every appearance of evil, and keeps himself from it, whereas foolish souls rage and are confident, think anything lawful, if they can have any pretense for it, or use of it. Verses 15 and 16. Then, what a great difference is between wicked men and godly men, both in their lot, when God is correcting both, and in their disposition. Wisdom that rests in the one's heart is manifested, wickedness in the other's heart appears also. In the midst of such men there is no other thing. Verse 32 and 33. Chapter 15 verse 8, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. But the prayer of the upright is his delight, expresses how provoking a thing the outward professions and sacrifices of wicked men, continuing in their wickedness, what an abomination that commonly called public repentance, or ecclesiastical holiness is, when men are visibly unholy and ungodly in their conversation. And therefore he pleaded always with that people, that his soul abhorred their external ceremonies, because of the uncleanness of their hands. He pleaded that he never commanded them, though indeed he did command them. Yet those were aberrations and departings from the express rule and command, to accept or be pleased with these sacrifices and ceremonies, when there was no evidence of real repentance. To this purpose are chapter 21 verses 4 and 27. Isaiah 1:11 and 66:3. Jeremiah 6:20 and 7:22. Amos 5:22. All which show that it is but a mocking of the Lord, and perverting of his law, and profaning of his ordinances, to accept the profession of repentance in those who walk contrary thereto, and to count them ecclesiastically holy enough, who say, they repent, though a thousand actions witness the contrary. Of such the Lord says, what hast thou to do to take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest to be reformed? Psalm 50:16 and 17. They have no right to it. They should not be admitted to it, for it is a taking the Lord's name in vain. The 6th verse tells us that it had been better to possess our own land in quietness than to venture what we have for the uncertain conquest of England, and restitution of the king parallel with Ecclesiastes 4:8. Chapter 16:7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Can our state's way then please the Lord, seeing they cannot find the way of peace, they will not walk in it, and seeing they make the godly in the land to fall out with them, and none to be at peace but the wicked, who may thereby get opportunity to crush the godly? Verse 17. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. This is the highway only, to depart from evil, not carnal policies, nor advantages. He thinks the stepping aside to any of these is not the highway. Can then men change their way, and go cross to it and keep the right way in both? No, the godly have this highway and keep it. Chapter 17:11. An evil man seeketh only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Evil men seek only rebellion, and delight in no other thing. But the King of Kings shall send a cruel messenger, he arms men with wrath and power against them. Verse 13, speaketh sadly to the English, and to our state, that rewarded the West Country evil for good. Verse 14 and 19, tell us, how we should advise, before we begin a war, and leave no mean of composing difference and state an essay. We did more in it than the English, but not all we might have done. Verse 15, with chapter 18 5, is a dreadful sentence against the public judicatories, that all their resolutions, papers, and practices, justify the wicked and ungodly as honest faithful men, and condemn all approving faithful men, that cannot go along in such courses, or word earnest to have them repent, as both malignants and sectaries. Do they not pronounce all malignants friends, and absolve them from the sentences and classes they stand under? And do they not put the godly in their place? They relax the punishment of the one, and impute transgression to the other, and so bring them under a law. See Exodus 23:7, Proverbs 24:24, Isaiah 5:23, and the 29th verse of this chapter. It is not good to punish godly men, who have given constant proof of their integrity, for abstaining from such a course, at least having so much appearance of evil, that many distinctions will never make the multitude to believe that we are walking according to former principles, because their sense observes the quite contrary practices, and see. Chapter 18:2, a fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself shows that, if the present cause and course were of God, and tended so much to his glory, fools or wicked men would have no such delight in it. For they delight in nothing but what is agreeable to their humor, to discover themselves, and see. Verse 3 gives the true reason why our public judicatories and armies are so base and contemptible, why contempt and shame is poured on them, because, when the wicked comes, then also comes contempt, and with the vile man reproach. Verse 13, he that answereth a cause, before he hears it, it is folly and shame unto him. Many pass peremptory sentence upon the honest party in the West, before they hear all parties, and be thoroughly informed, and this is a folly and shame to them. They hear the state and church, and what they can say for their way, and indeed they seem just, because they are first in with their cause, and they will not hear another. But he that comes after will make inquiry, and discover those fallacies. Verse 24, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. A godly neighbor, not so near in natural bonds to us, that is a surer friend than many brethren in the flesh. These bonds of country and kindred should all cede to God's interest. See chapter 17 verse 17. Chapter 19 verse 22. A man's desire is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The godly that cannot concur in the public cause, being disabled, through an invincible impediment of sin lying in the way and means made use of, are better friends, and have more real goodwill to the establishment and peace of the land, than any ungodly man, let him be never so forward in the present course. Verse 10. Pleasure and its attendants are not comely for a wicked man, i.e. a foolish man, much less for a servant, i.e. men enthralled in their lusts, to rule over princes, i.e. godly men, highly privileged by God. All things that are good do ill become them, but worst of all to have power and superiority over good men. Verse 25, join with chapter 21 verse 11. Ringleaders of wickedness, refractory and incorrigible persons, should have been made examples to others, and this would have prevented much mischief. The scripture gives ground for putting difference between the scorner and simple, seducers and seduced,